Welcome to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Laub. This show is about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Perhaps you tended to a younger sibling's cut finger or babysat a neighbor's child. Maybe you were thrown into the fire and became a care hero during a medical crisis. You may care for a parent, spouse, sibling, a child, or a friend, but the challenges are the same. Getting the tools you need to navigate the maze of unfamiliar options can be overwhelming. I know, I have been there. I didn't even know what I didn't know. I am here to help you with all of it. No care hero topic is off limits. I'm here to share with you concise, actionable information, as well as my fresh perspective about Alzheimer's and providing dignified care through the end of life for anyone with a life-altering diagnosis. So grab a cup of your favorite beverage, sit back, and let me help you on your care hero journey. We will talk and share, we may laugh, and we may share a tear or two, and we will always share a cup of comfort. Hi, everybody. I'm Trish Laub, and welcome to A Cup of Comfort with me. This is about care heroes. You're probably thinking right now, what? Care hero? What did she say? I know you are. And yes, this show is about care heroes. Care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Now, this is a show that I am really, really excited to bring to you. You're going to get 30-minute segments of these because there is a lot to process. I've learned this. I have been living and breathing it. And not only that, I'm going to hand you a PDF at the end of the show off of my website that will allow you to take some of the detail home with you. It'll be available on my website after the show, so you'll have everything. Why? Because I know what this is like. I've been on this journey. And today, we're going to be talking about you, the care hero. Again, you're probably thinking, what, she made up a word? What did she do? What, care hero? I'm not a care hero. Well, you know what? You know why you think that? Because you've been called a caretaker or a caregiver. But have you ever really been called or treated like what you are? Like a care hero? Raise your hand. That's what I thought. Nobody's raising their hands. I didn't raise mine. During my journey that you'll hear about today, I didn't feel like a care hero. I didn't realize I was. But now I realize that the role that you've played and the role that I've played, we are heroes in the life of that person that maybe you're sitting with right now, holding their hand, or maybe you're wiping their mouth for them. At the end of the day, maybe you're the one reading them a story and thinking they can't even hear you. That's just what you do. You do it anyway. Why do you do it? Because you know it matters. You are their care hero. So let me tell you about today and where we go from here. Most of you are thinking, what makes me, Trish Laub, what gives me the right to sit here and say that I can help you through this journey? Well, honestly, that is a really excellent question, and I've had to ask myself that many times. Let me tell you a little bit about me and my story today. I was thinking about this before the show, and one of the quotes that came to mind was from one of the most incredible people, former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. And for anyone who doesn't know, she founded the Rosalynn Carter Institute of Caregiving. She says, there are only four kinds of people in the world. Those that have been caregivers, those who currently are caregivers, those who will be caregivers, and those who will need caregivers. And I want to speak to every one of you today because you will fit into one of these categories. If you have not already, you will at some point in time. Have you ever taken care of your younger sister or brother who had an injury? Maybe you're like me, who recently had an unexpected minor surgery on my foot, and my husband found himself as an instant care hero while I couldn't get around for a day. That's what care heroes do, and I'm talking about each and every one of you. Now, let's start to look at this just for a minute. So open your mind and maybe your heart just a little bit, because caregivers are care heroes. And from today on, from this point on, I, Trish Laub, am here to tell you that that care hero is your new title. Care hero. Say it to yourself. Care hero. Kind of get used to that. If you really look at life, every person on earth, every person has been touched by this journey. you just don't realize that you wake up in the morning and you have your list of things to do and you run here and there and do all the things that we think are so important. Then something happens unexpectedly and you stop and you provide care for someone in need. But you don't think of yourself as a caregiver, let alone a care hero. But to that person, you are. You took the edges off of a tough situation and you made their life better. So I had just started working after I graduated from college and I went out on a lunch break to bring back some food. And I'm driving and right in front of me is this horrible, horrible accident between a pickup truck and a car. And I stopped my car and I ran to the car and I found a young woman thrown across the car and she was bleeding from her forehead because she had hit the dashboard because she didn't have a seatbelt on. And I reached the window and I asked her name. And then I tried to get as much information from her while somebody else called 911. I saw a bystander and yelled to them to see if there was anything they could, you know, get me at all, anything to help stop the bleeding. And then I asked the young woman what else I could do for her. She asked me to hold her hand. So I stood outside the car holding her hand, calming her until the EMTs could arrive. She was alone, afraid, and asked me if I would be there at the hospital when she got there. Now, this was pre-HIPAA, but still, I knew that when I got to the hospital, they weren't going to allow me in where she was. But I told her that I would, and I did go to the hospital. I've never spoken to her or heard from her since, but I now know that I was a care hero. I made her life better in a terrible, terrible moment for her, and in turn, she made my life better. It was a simple thing. It was instinctive, not even a conscious thought, but it mattered. So think back. You've probably already been a care hero like me and don't even realize it. So here we are today. I have so much to share with you, and you're going to hear a lot, not only from me, but in the future from guests, some of whom are care professionals and some are care heroes. So let me start at the beginning. What happened to me in my life? How was my heart touched? What did I not know that I didn't know? But first, I need to take a moment because, yes, today is a special day. It's the start of the show. But I want to wish a special happy angel birthday to my dad. Why? Because it's because him and my mom that I'm here today sharing this with you for the first time. And I also want to say it's pretty exciting, too, because I have a grandnephew who is about to make his arrival on the planet while this show is going on. So it's a big day for me. So do you want to hear my story and what makes me think that I can help you on the journey? My husband and I had moved across the country to finally enjoy the mountains and be with family. And 48 hours later, my dad went into medical crisis, starting a 2.5 year journey of care. 6 months after that day, my mom went into medical crisis. During that time, I managed the daily care, including the in-home caregiving team and the medical care of my parents, and was an active caregiver on the weekly schedule. Over time, my sisters and I became responsible for the medical, insurance, financial, legal, and care aspects of my parents' lives. My journey included one parent living with Alzheimer's and the other living with stage 4 cancer. My parents both passed away as desired in their home within 8 months of each other. On the other side of managing and providing the dignified care and end of life that they desired, I have taken the final walk with other family members and friends and have guided others on their journey. During that time, I started to receive requests for me to write about my experience and to help others on their journey. To all of them, I said, no, and actually it was more like, hell no. My husband had retired and I was beyond tired. But I knew that I didn't have the resources that I needed to help me on my journey. My family had to gather information and then create every document and form that we needed for ourselves from scratch. While caregiving, I couldn't find the hundreds of organizations just waiting to help me because I didn't know the language specific to the services to even put in a Google search. I now know that there are hundreds and hundreds of books out there about caregiving. When I was standing in the middle of the fire with two parents in medical crisis, I didn't have the time to try to find a book, let alone the time to read it front to back, page after page. And I had no way of knowing whether once I was done with that process, I would have the answers I needed. So I still spent the next 3 years trying to talk myself out of creating comfort in their journey, which is based on my 3-book series containing everything I learned while caring for my parents. The books are the quick reference guidebooks that I wish I'd had. The alternative to writing them and doing the work that I do would have been to literally throw away 2.5 years worth of information and work that my family amassed during our journey, and all the additional tips and insights that I have gained since. Instead, I will share all of that with you. So again, what gives me the right to sit here with you and say that I can help you through this journey? My experience and my willingness to share it with you does. I've provided dignified care and end of life for more than just my parents. I've cared for those with cancers and other diagnoses, including my dad with Alzheimer's. I've cared for those with a variety of life-altering and life-threatening diagnoses. It's not specific to somebody. My information is not specific to somebody living with Alzheimer's, I think, because that Alzheimer's holds a very special place in my heart. I think people assume that it's all specific to Alzheimer's and dementias. It's not. Everything that I share is applicable to anyone with a life-altering or life-threatening diagnosis. But as I said, Alzheimer's has a very special place in my heart. So sometimes I'll be sharing that perspective and tips that allowed my dad to live a meaningful life to the end. And he truly, truly did. Because of how care has changed over time, the day and age we live in, the middle of what we're going through right now, and the digital age that we now rely on, you may be sitting in San Francisco or Sydney, Australia, or London, England, and thinking to yourself, damn, who am I supposed to reach out to on this journey? Well, you've come to the right place. So A Cup of Comfort was created for you. I know you are busy and sometimes barely have time to eat, let alone time for self-care. I want you to have a place to come and sip your favorite beverage while you're cozied up on your couch or on your favorite chair to just sit and let me help you for just 30 minutes. We're going to talk about everything, and we're going to cover things that nobody else wants to talk to you about. They just hope you figure it out on your own, because somehow the topic feels really uncomfortable. We're going to talk about all that together. So I just mentioned not having enough time for self-care. So I'd like to share a tip with you before we explore more about you, the care hero. Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your care hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the 2nd and 4th Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com. Hi, it's me, Trish Laub, and you're listening to A Cup of Comfort. Just a reminder that all of the information about the show will be on the Care Hero radio page of my website at trishlaub.com. That's trishlaub.com. I know I'm hitting you with a lot today, but I'm just warming up, so stay with me. Look, I know you're like me. I know you're thinking, what I'm doing is just my responsibility. I'm not a hero, but you are a hero. You are a care hero. You have used every skill you have learned everything you've needed to learn, opened up every part of who you are in your heart, used every intuitive direction you've ever gotten, and have said yes to being there for a special person. Again, we haven't necessarily talked about the long term, but I do want to talk about that too. And I do want to talk to you about what happens if you're like me, where both parents went into medical crisis at the same time. What would that look like to you? How would you navigate those waters? What happens one day when you're caring for a special person and they don't recognize you? Or you reach the day when you start doing things that your parents used to do for you, such as giving them a shower. I can help you with that. I can help you hold yourself whole while you help another hold themselves whole. That's huge. You are the best of what you know. Care heroes like you are the unsung heroes of those in need of care. Remove any of that negative talk in your head. Well, Susie has it worse than me. Take that fact and maybe you don't have her problems, but you have a different challenge that she might find tougher. Maybe you don't see yourself as a care hero. So when you ask yourself, am I a care hero? Give yourself a resounding yes first. Before you think, try that. Am I a care hero? Yes, you are. When I think of care heroes, I think of Oprah saying, you get a car and you get a car and you get a car. The infamous car show. But what I hear is you're a care hero and you're a care hero and you're a care hero. And what you get for that is a journey of fulfillment, knowing that you are there for someone who cannot be there for themselves. And isn't that what the heroes that we know do? In the comic books, do you think superheroes like Wonder Woman and Captain America go out and take care of stuff that they think isn't their responsibility? No, they just do what needs to be done. They know it's their responsibility. Do our first responders or law enforcement or military know what they're walking into when they're needed? Of course not. They walk into the unknown and they do what needs to be done. Anytime the word hero is used, you know that there's something that somebody did, sometimes extraordinary, sometimes ordinary, that took courage to respond in a time of crisis. What you do is extraordinary. Ask yourself, let me ask you to think back on those times when you did something to help somebody that might have seemed ordinary to you. Was it extraordinary to the person who needed you? I think back to the young woman in the car accident, the one I mentioned earlier, and to the student in my lecture hall in college who had a grand mal seizure right in front of me during class and needed my help. And to my friends to whom I've delivered meals after the birth of their children, or to my grandfather who needed his colostomy, he needed help with his colostomy. And I cared so much more about the fact that he was embarrassed that his granddaughter was helping him than about the challenge it was for me to try to do that for him. To providing respite for my mom, who was caring for my dad, and finally being thrown into full-blown medical crisis with both parents at the same time, where I had to literally make life and death decisions. Sometimes not even really knowing the question, and always without enough information or time. What's your history of helping others? I know if you look back, you'll see that you are a care hero, that your journey really started a long time ago. Maybe your real care hero journey started by delivering groceries to someone who was housebound, or you brought food to a friend after a surgery. Were those experiences the lead up to a bigger care hero journey? Did you ease into the title, or were you thrown blindly into the unknown? Tom Hanks said, a hero is somebody who voluntarily walks into the unknown. Remember that what you do is extraordinary. No matter your entry into the care journey, you have touched a heart. That's what care heroes do. You are a care hero. You are their care hero. I cannot say that enough. You can see it in their faces. It's a look of relief. And it's a look of gratitude. I keep saying it, and I'm going to keep saying it. You are a care hero. There are millions of them. You are one of them. And it is now time for us to recognize you for what you are, what you've been, and what you're getting ready to be. The roles may be different, but that's why I'm here to help. And I'm here to cheer you on. And more importantly, I want to celebrate you. Is being a care hero easy? No. Is it something that seems daunting to you? It certainly was for me. But I'm going to share my knowledge, my experience, what I learned then, and what I continue to learn daily during this show. I'm going to bring forward whatever it is you need in whatever way you need it. So I just want to take a minute to read an excerpt from my book, A Most Meaningful Life. And it was written in regard to Alzheimer's. But if Alzheimer's or dementia is not part of your story. Just trade the words life-threatening or life-limiting diagnosis as I read this. It's not easy. Living with or providing care for someone living with Alzheimer's is not easy. Even if you have a thorough understanding of both Alzheimer's and a life with it, and even if you've had the ideal situations and do everything right, quote unquote, it's not easy. You are not a superhero with superpowers. You are merely human. It is important for you and those who support you to be aware of the pitfalls and of what help is needed. Fatigue and hurt feelings lead to impatience, which only leads to more negative situations, and from there things spiral downward. Even when you recognize the difficulty of the situation, it doesn't mean that you can always handle it. In the end, you cannot save, meaning to make well, the person with Alzheimer's. The best you can do is to help the person to continue to live a life with dignity, meaning, and love. To do so, ask yourself, is what I am doing helping or hurting the situation? If you are unable to improve the situation, you need to ask yourself for help. You need to ask for help and to take a break. Take time to recharge and rejuvenate. And when you have the courage again, and it does take courage, return to dealing with Alzheimer's. Mary Ann Redmacher said, courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again tomorrow. None of it is easy, but it is worthwhile. Maybe you're wondering how I could write that it's all worthwhile. Well, my care hero journey was the most challenging experience of my collective 54 years prior, and I had a few challenges during that time, but it was also the most rewarding. Let me tell you why. It's because I was in the caregiving trench. I witnessed things that I never otherwise would have. I call those moments hidden jewels. Those valuable moments, they're once-in-a-lifetime moments that occur unannounced and unexpected. The beauty in them is in part because I got to see them only because I was present and in the trench. I would have missed them otherwise. Those jewels make the journey all worthwhile. I'm here with you to share all that and much, much more. I want to ask you to do something for me, please. I want you to look in a mirror or in a electric, you know, the screen of an electronic. And if you cannot, put your hands out in front of you and say, I am a care hero, as though you're looking in a mirror. Try it. Now I want you to do it again. Say, I am a care hero. And this time, believe it. This is the first of several shows. There is much, much more to come. I'd like to hear from you for a couple reasons on a couple things. Do you have a care hero story? We're going to be collecting them. You can share it with me via email or by the contact form on the Care Hero Radio page of my website, trishlaub.com. If you do that, I can invite you to come on and share your story. There are millions of you that can be counted, but millions more that have not been counted. Your stories matter, and I want to share them. While you're on my website, you can download a PDF with some of the information from today's show. So you go on and you look on the left-hand side of the Care Hero Radio page, and you'll see a red notebook, and it's a binder that will hold your A Cup of Comfort PDFs and create a resource book for you. And when you download the cover for that, you'll get a discount for 25% off your first order of Comfort in Their Journey books. But the purchase has to be made on the website. And while you're there, I would really like for you to leave me a message and let me know where you're from so I know who's out there and who's listening. I want to thank you for tuning in today and sharing this time with me. Please join me the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at 12 Pacific time and 3 Eastern time. Next time on November 24th, I'm going to meet you here with my guest, Lori LeBay. She's awesome. And she's going to be sharing an announcement about a global resource created for those dealing with dementia. But it's of equal value to all care heroes, regardless of diagnosis. We've talked about a lot today. I want you to know that I understand that there is no one-size-fits-all template for this. Every care hero journey is unique. Sometimes there are concrete answers. Sometimes you have to adapt, figure it out on the fly, and come up with creative solutions. I'm here to help you with all of that. Reach out to me with questions, comments, topics that you want to hear about, or share your story with me. Go to the Care Hero Radio page of my website, trishlaub.com, and you can fill out the contact form and email me at info@trishlaub.com. I would love to hear from you. Last but not least, I would just love to do a shout out to all the fabulous caregivers that took care of my parents, Debbie, Marjorie, Lucia, Angel, Sean, David, Anne, Ruth, and Florida. I will be forever grateful. Until next time, remember that you are a care hero. Thank you for listening to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Laub, and for your care hero courage. Tune in next time on Transformation Talk Radio as we explore life-changing care hero topics to assist you on your journey. In the meantime, I would love to hear any tips or insights that you've taken away with you today. So head on over to trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com, and leave a comment, a question you would like answered, or a topic you'd like to hear about in the future. And while you're there, be sure to subscribe to my newsletter. So raise a cup and let's toast to all the amazing care heroes out there giving it their all. Until next time, remember that you are true heroes.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.